Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I'm a little bit concerned about the beginning of today's show because the last time I wasn't told what was happening on the show, I was just told to just do the link, open the microphone, just start talking. Maria gave me the challenge to write the Busking for Love song. And
how did that go?
It went really well.
420 grand later.
It was a hell of a success. It was a lot of work, Maria.
Was, yeah.
So when Maria said, no, Cathal has something that he wants to share with us all, I was like, okay. So, Cathal Minogue, welcome to Dave Moore on Today FM. The floor is yours.
I'm just shocked that Maria let me do this.
Okay.
Because... usually Maria likes to have control of everything.
What are you trying to say?
Hang on, does that mean that even you don't really know what he's talking about?
No. He just asked me.
What
are
you talking about?
What the hell?
You've let Cathal Minogue go.
Yeah.
I trust him.
Jeez, that makes one of us.
This might be a bit of a letdown, guys, but I'm very excited. So
Okay, I'm here for you.
You weren't here on Monday. I turned 30 on Monday.
I did feel very guilty about this. I couldn't come to work on Monday because I had to get my kids to school. It was all a big thing, family thing. So I missed April 22nd, 2024, an important day in the life of all of the people on this show because it was the day young Cathal turned 30.
Yeah, and like...
I did send you a text.
Ah, you did.
I was sound enough to do that, like.
And I got a lovely present off everyone here. Lovely guys. But I wanted to treat myself to a 30th birthday present.
Oh.
You know me, as I said on Monday, actually, when I was talking to Alison, there's been many editions of Cathal Minogue. The last while it's been the Celtic phase.
It has been the Celtic phase. You've been taking the clothes quite seriously. There's some earthy tones.
Yeah,
look at this.
Right now he's got a kind of a dark, what would you call that? Dark emerald?
Yeah.
Dark emerald green shirt.
Yeah.
Compliments his red hair colouring just beautifully.
Cladding is on.
The earring, of course, as we know, is there. Even his Whoop fitness tracker is currently in a kind of an earthy grey.
Yes.
You know, so he's tying it all together.
But there's something hidden underneath this earthy shirt,
whatever you call it.
Hold on a second. Just 1 second now, and I show you here.
Do I need to get HR in?
Everybody, have a look at this.
Wow. Okay, I know this is radio.
Guess what they're looking at.
Now we have to tell you what's going on.
Wow, Cathal.
I know, right?
So big.
How big is that?
I did not think it was going to be that
30 years of age.
So big. Well, Cathal has just revealed to us. No, hang on, I want detail here. He's just revealed to us his new tattoo. This is your 30th present to yourself.
This is my 30th present to myself. I've just got a new tattoo on my forearm.
Okay, so the inside of your right forearm.
Yeah.
It's a big forearm, isn't it?
Very big forearm.
He's a strong boy.
Does the tattoo make my forearm bigger now?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, are we talking, is this 8 inches? I'd say it is.
It could be. I haven't got the ruler out yet.
6 or 8 inches. Okay. Let's describe.
I want you to just...
Okay, I'll describe it. Okay.
Can you just tell me what this thing is here?
Oh my God, now I've just actually realised what that is. Because initially I thought it was like a... monastery, you know, some kind of an abbey or something. I realise now it's the Rock of Cashel.
I've got the Rock of Cashel tattooed on myself.
Oh,
I know. People are freaking out at home.
So,
come on now, get your bum back home.
The Rock of Cashel, right, there's the big tower.
Yes, that's the round tower.
The round tower. And then there's the rock itself, which is the church, the cathedral, whatever's up there.
Exactly.
Now, there's also fir trees. Are that right? All around the bottom?
Yeah, that's just kind of like...
really good.
That's just like design and more just for the style of it all.
But then through the whole thing is a massive tree. What's the tree?
This is the Celtic tree of life. You know me, I'm a Celtic man.
He is a Celt.
And the whole story of this is like at the Rock of Cashel, that's my roots. The Celtic tree of life is coming out of it. That's my family. And that's the baseline. Do you get it?
So class.
That's the kind of narrative I'm going with.
That is so good.
Now, my mom is on holidays, so everyone in Cashel, no one texts my mother.
Oh my God,
no,
I'm going to text her now.
No, I'm going down home for my birthday for the weekend, and I want to surprise her then. Shock her, disgust her, I don't know, but I want to just show her. I don't want her to hear it secondhand. So if any of my family or friends are listening, don't tell my mother.
I honestly think that is one of the coolest tattoos. I'm not just saying that because you're my friend and we're sitting on the radio. Like, when did you get that done?
Yesterday. That's why I left.
You're joking.
It doesn't look like you only got it done yesterday.
It's the appointment
Why is it not kind of raised?
I don't know. Well, the man that did it was, his name is Dara Sherry.
Where was it?
In the ink factory on the keys there.
Ink factory,
good spot. Cathal. So you texted me yesterday and went, you mind if I shoot off at 12:30? I just have an appointment.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, look, didn't even save it all.
No, but there's two reasons for that, right? I wanted to do this surprise. I can't believe you let me do it. But also, I was a bit afraid, so I hadn't seen the design. I gave him what I kind of wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I hadn't seen the design.
So you might have backed out.
I was a bit afraid I would back out, yeah. Yeah, I was kind of...
So you didn't want to say you were going for
just,
the
tattoo.
Just,
like, if I didn't like the design or whatever, because like, it's that's there, guys. I tried to scrape it off.
How long did that take?
I was in the chair for about 6.5 hours.
Oh. In pain? For six
in
and
pain,
and a half hours.
Yeah. But you're kind of talking away, and it's kind of like a therapy session as well.
Well, do you know what? Those the trees at the front of the Rocket Castle there,
yeah,
you can decorate them at Christmas. Like, draw little stars on the top of them. Yeah.
Little stick-on things.
You're like, guys, the tattoo's ready.
People are screaming at the radio. They want to see it.
They are. Okay, I'm going to make a quick video of Cahill and a picture. I'm going to stick it up on my social media. So go to @DaveTodayFM on whatever you choose. I'm the same on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I'm always at DaveTodayFM. And I'll pop it up and you can see it. Honestly, it is so good. What
it's
a
so
gift
cool.
to yourself, Cahill.
Yeah, now I hope it's not just something I'm going through with my 30th and I'm like, I wanted to do something to mark my 30th because that's permanent.
It is. It's not coming off.
I do love it. No, but it's a nice birthday present, right?
It is a very cool birthday present for yourself. And actually, you've just inspired me to ask the listeners a question. So, what did you do to mark your 30th, did you do something as wild as Cahill and getting the Rock of Cashel tattooed? In fact, is there anyone in the country who has a Rock of... You could be the first person with the Rock of Cashel tattooed.
There's only one other person I think that might have it.
Who's that?
Johnny from Cashel. Do you remember him on the show?
Johnny from Cashel.
7 times in 30 seconds. That's possibly true.
Possibly.
Is there anyone else actually? Okay, so I'm asking a number of questions here. One, what did you do for your 30th? Or what have you got planned for your 30th if you're not 30 yet? What would you do?
I think I did.
Go on.
I think I got my tonsils out.
Now, that's a gift to yourself.
Yeah. Happy birthday, me.
No, it's not permanent. They can grow back, I heard, on you recently.
Yeah, mine didn't.
No, yours didn't.
Oh, they haven't.
Yeah, but they can't, apparently. Takes. So, yeah. But that was a good present yourself. You got rid of sore throats.
Yeah, I did.
Tonsillitis.
Yeah, I would never do it again.
You've already mentioned him. Possibly the only other man in Ireland who may have a Cashel tattoo is Johnny Dwyer from Cashel, who's been on. Let's see how many times he can say Cashel.
Unbelievable, lads. Johnny O'Dwyer here from Cashel. Yes, Johnny O'Dwyer here from Cashel. I wouldn't expect anything else. The Minogues are Cashel. Generations of them have been guides in the Rock of Cashel. What a man. My God. Johnny O'Dwyer again from Cashel. Not one bit surprised. OMG, Minogue. You're a legend, and Minogues are Cashel, to be quite honest. The Mind the Furniture Shop is the Rock of Cashel. Generations of those people have brought Americans around the Rock of Cashel. So, Cahill Minogue, you're a legend. And I tell you, if you're around Cashel the weekend, and go on Tipperary, go on United, and it's Johnny O'Dwyer from where? Cashel. Where are we from? Cashel.
Go on, Minogue. Well, how
many Cashels? I counted them. 15 Cashels. Okay, he burns. He got 6 in at the end there with the Cashel, but still, oh, absolutely phenomenal. That's just made my day. Thank you very much. Who else has been on? Helen's been on to say, for my 30th, I did a road trip holiday through California and finished up in Vegas. And then a few years later, I got my first tattoo to represent my family. Very cool. Dimna says, my 30th, went to Paris for 3 days with my mother to see the Eiffel Tower sparkling. It was amazing, even better to spend it with the woman who brought me into this world. So we had a lovely time touring around Paris in winter, drinking mulled wine at the markets. Oh, amazing. Rachel's been on to us as well.
What I did to mark my 30th was kind of not voluntary. So my friends, my sister and brother-in-law booked me a parachute jump as a surprise. So I didn't know about it till the day, but I did it.
Wow, so a surprise parachute jump.
Oh my goodness.
Just in case anyone's wondering, that would be the worst present you could get me. Don't ever surprise me with any daredevil things.
Me too.
It's not going to be something.
Let's cancel his next big birthday present.
Yeah, so. Thanks.
Yeah, the guitar party, cancel.
Guitar party I can live with.
No, we're doing the surprise.
Surprise parachute jump. Not happening.
Dave, for my 30th, I decided to buy myself a guitar. Had a cousin from the States came over, and he's a real shredder, and he played my old guitar, and he said there's about 12 things wrong with it, and I thought, God, if I get a new guitar, so I'm going to be deadly at guitar. Maybe that's why I'm crap at guitar. So I got the new one anyway for his treat. Paul Reed Smith, SE. and I'm still crap at it. Happy birthday, Carl.
Yeah, fair play to Carl. And Carl, and I hear you, buddy. Sometimes, you know, we blame our tools and then we get better tools and it's like, oh, all right. Lisa's been in touch as well.
For my 30th, I had small kids, so we just went to Prague for a breakaway. But for my 40th, I got my first tattoo. And now I have lost count. I have loads of tattoos. That's just the bug. And for my 50th this year, myself and my husband are both 50. We are heading to Rio. Woohoo! Looking forward to that this year.
God, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. Rio, very jealous of you going there. Tracy's been on about the tattoo.
Cahill, love the tattoo. Talking of unique tattoos, I'd say there's probably no one else who has my one. I have, you know, on the back of a pack of Sucre, the guaranteed Irish sign, the G with the I in the middle. I have that. I have it now about 20 years. Even the tattooist in Waterford laughed at me. He actually thought I was joking. But still charged me money and he still did it, so it would have been a bad joke, eh? Love the show.
Thanks so much. And what a great tattoo to have. That's got to be one of those Irish tattoos ever. Maria's in Cork. Hiya, Maria.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. What did you do for your 30th? What can you remember?
So, I can actually remember having a baby for my 30th.
Wow, what a gift to yourself.
I know.
Here's a lack of
not
sleep.
So and yeah.
So you and so you and your baby share the same birthday?
We have the same birthday, yeah.
Aww, so, and how old's the baby now?
She's 5.
Okay, so, wow. And yeah. What's her name, sorry?
Her name's Lexi.
And does Lexi understand yet that Lexi and Mammy have the same birthday and what that means that 5 years ago she was giving birth to you?
Do you know what? This was actually the first year that we had such a lovely birthday together.
Yeah.
But up until then, she didn't. She has no idea. And what is actually going to happen is she's going to turn around in a couple of years and not want it. But she caused this. It wasn't my decision.
No, like, that's true.
She wanted it.
So, come here. What can you remember about the day? I mean, like, you know, we often look back and it's amazing how the chemicals float around our brain and all of a sudden we have kind of beautiful memories of the day our child was born when in reality it was anything but. How was it for you? Was it all right?
It was just, there was myself and my sister, my husband, we were over in Sydney and she went off and got me a cake. We were singing, we were just singing songs that we actually weren't even paying attention to what was going on. And then all of a sudden they said, all right, okay, now we need to dress you up because I had to have a C-section.
Right, so it just happened like that.
Up until that point, we were actually celebrating my birthday, not having a clue. And it was only afterwards that we were like, what were we doing? So, it was the aftermath.
And then Lexi arrived and we were all lives were changed.
Exactly. That's it.
Well, listen, isn't it great that she's here 5 years later? And you're back in Ireland now after 5 years. When did you come back?
No, well, I was actually there for 11 years. We moved back the June last year.
Right. So, and how have you found it? Is it a big adjustment to come back after that long?
Such an adjustment. Mm. But we're very happy. We came back because we've got kids. And we wanted to be closer to home. So we are very happy. And the weather's been great for the last week in Cork up until today. So.
I've been back for 4 years, but the weather's been great for a week. I know. Isn't it mad?
But yeah, it's been lovely. So hopefully now this summer will be great.
We're glad to have you, Lexi, and the rest of the kids all back. Fair play to you. Thanks a million for sharing all that, Maria. See you later. Bye. And let's go. Where else are we going? We're going to Kirsty. Kirsty, where are you right now? Mullingar?
In Mullingar, yeah.
Yeah, right. So what did you do for your 30th?
For my 30th, I also did, I jumped out of an aeroplane, which was...
What's wrong with you people?
It was good fun, but I have to say, like, I wasn't as nervous as I expected.
Oh.
I got on the plane and everything was fine until I got right to the end and then I looked over and I was like, no, it's okay, I'm good.
Well, you're up in the air at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And because you do a tandem one. So
yes, you're strapped.
Like, too late, you're off.
Yeah, and so how was it? I mean, like, is it an adrenaline rush like people say? Or is it all that? Or, like, is there any other emotions going through you?
The first bit when you're free falling, everything is coming so fast at you, it's quite hard to kind of breathe. The air is coming so fast. But then when the parachute goes up, it's just amazing because it's so quiet. There's nothing else there. You're just looking around and drifting down. And I did it over a lovely English countryside, so it was just beautiful. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. But it was just getting over the edge.
That's well, at least, as you said, at least you're strapped to someone, so you kind of don't have a choice. You can't stand there for ages going, I don't know now if I want to do it. I did hear Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher, the two ex-footballers, talking about parachute jumps, and they both said the same thing, which was they loved the free fall bit, but when they pulled the parachute, they actually got kind of motion sickness. Did you feel anything like that?
No, I didn't actually.
That's good.
I was okay. It doesn't pull you back as much as you expect, because you know in the films it looks like
it jerks you back,
But I think that's just because the guys who are filming it are still going down.
Of course, right. Gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah. Well, look, that's a great birthday present. I mean, I wouldn't do it in a million years, but fair play to you, Kirsty. It's very impressive.
I've got another one coming up now for my 40th.
So oh, yeah?
40th,
what are you going
to
do?
Last year, I'm hoping to go scuba diving with sharks in an aquarium.
Kirsty, are you okay? Is there something you're missing in your life? Do you need to put yourself in harm's way at every birthday?
All the exciting things. You have to do them.
So, oh, listen.
I've got kids now, so I'm not allowed to do it day-to-day. My excitement day-to-day is going to test.
That's so fair. That's fair.
Things.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's obviously a Scottish accent we're hearing there, not a Mullingar accent.
Yes. Scottish accent.
And how long have you been here?
It'll be 7 years this year.
Oh, fantastic. Well, glad to have you. And where will you do the shark diving? It's hardly in Ireland, is it?
No, it's actually home in Scotland. There's an aquarium that does it in Scotland.
Okay.
It's called Deep Sea World, so you get to go in.
Deep Sea World. Okay, Kirsty. Well, again, if you wouldn't mind sending me the video, I don't want to go and do it, but I wouldn't mind seeing you do it. Kirsty, thanks a million for sharing all that. See you later.
Okay, take care.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.